OSS Boss Man Radio.
'Em Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Glad to be back with you guys this morning. A prior engagement had us out of the loop yesterday, but it's good to be back in here this morning, Ken.
Yeah, it is, and trying to get all this stuff figured out, worked up this morning, so it's always fun.
Good crowd already in this morning. Meredith McMillan Buck in, Josh Godwin, Holly Hart Shirley, Julie Bush, Shannon Odom, Tony Burnham, Lance McKenzie, good morning to each of you. Hope your week has gotten off to a good start. We look forward to spending a few minutes with you here this morning and shooting the breeze, catching up on some stuff, and getting ready to celebrate Valentine's Day coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, we got a couple good giveaways coming up for that here this morning as well. I know you mentioned one to me that I wasn't aware of, and so we're a couple of nice giveaways. One being shown right here in the middle of the screen.
Gonna give these away today. Like and share the video. That's all you have to do to be eligible to win. Have, of course, this nice gift pack from Just Do. Josh Godwin, our friend Davis Catfish, is also putting up a $50 gift certificate. He too is having a Valentine's Day special tomorrow night for dinner. 2 13-ounce hand-cut ribeyes with two sides each and a drink for just $34.99. The perfect gift may be rare, but in this case, it could be medium rare.
How about that?
I bet Josh's wife can't.
That's pretty good right there.
Good.
That's pretty good.
Look forward to giving that away. That's a heck of a pickup. Like and share the video, and you will be eligible to win.
Good morning, Louise Joyner and Christy Monique in. Julie Bush, Aunt B, Holly Hart Shirley. You may have already said hello, good morning to all these people, but I haven't.
So there you go. Get it in.
I missed Judy Crane watching, and there's Hazel.
Hazel Wood, Mark Peters both in. Good morning, Peters, gentlemen. In.
What's going on, guys?
Hope your week's off to a good start. Glad that you're spending a few minutes here with us in drive time.
Yeah, so tell you what, DJ, we had a lot going on yesterday and just wasn't able to get things situated the way we wanted to. So we had to kind of back up and regroup a little bit, but trying to get things fixed back like they were supposed to be.
Yeah, I think we're getting back in sync now, kind of get a little bit of a routine, which is a organized chaos at best. Good morning, Donna. Good morning, Matthew Nall. Red's in with us. Jake Hodge as well. Nelly Rock in. Peyton Manning. Good morning to each of you. Miss Carol Glidden in also. Good morning, Miss Carol. And of course, yesterday we paid our final respects and celebrated the life of Bob McMillan. What a life lived by that gentleman. He's been personally very good to me and, of course, has been tremendous to this community. And it's certainly sad to see him pass, but it was certainly a life worth celebrating. We did that yesterday, and I thought it was very appropriate and very nice. And got to see a lot of familiar faces and old friends, and certainly he will be one that will be remembered.
Yeah, there's no doubt he will definitely be that. And we certainly was a great showing to celebrate his life. When you got a tent set up out front and a parish hall full of people, that was a great showing for that. So but we're back. Glad to be back this morning. Good morning to everybody. And so we had I guess because we weren't here yesterday, a 3-day weekend, so to speak. So what's going on this morning, DJ?
I'll tell you what, I'm still pretty amped up from last night. The Lady Tiger basketball team won their 28th game in a row yesterday, started the playoffs. So they'll now advance to the regional tournament held this weekend, this Saturday. Looking forward to continue following them. Christina Booker in. Good morning, Book. Good morning, Rebecca. And also our friends down at Flomaton are in the playoffs tonight. They're traveling on the road to Brundage, Alabama to take on Pike County. If they win, they too advance to the regional tournament for the first time in school history. So excited about that opportunity. And
wow.
Certainly wish everybody that's going to watch the game safe travels, and wish our friends from Flomaton all the luck in the world, and hopefully they'll get it done.
Yeah. Well, I feel quite sure they will. Hope they get it done as well. Speaking of sporting events and just things going on in general, I know I may have told you about it. Sean Dietrich's supposed to be coming to Bruton here, next month or something mm-hmm. like that. And I don't know if you've had a chance or not, but he has a podcast that he puts out.
Okay.
And I have started listening to Good Fat Tuesday Morning. That's right. It is Fat Tuesday.
I call it Fat Tony Tuesday.
Oh.
Thank you, Connie, for reminding me of that.
Yeah. Well, that works. But at any rate, if you want to listen to a good podcast, I mean, it's him playing the guitar some. It's him telling stories. Singing. I mean, this guy is just so talented, and I love listening to his stories and love reading them too, but I really love listening to him. He's just got such a way of telling them. So if you have a chance, check that out. You may want to check that out. It's a great, great, great podcast.
You know, we've talked about him before on this program, and I'm not sure that I know anybody that's as multi-talented as he is with the things that he can do, whether it's playing instruments, whether it's his singing voice, whether it's the storytelling like you talked about. That's a real art to that in and of itself. But he is a talented guy. And to have local ties here and for us to have access to him from time to time. I know Connie with the concert series has had him in a time or two, and I'm sure that he'll be back in the future. But he is a talented person. And you just wonder where he ends up.
He really is. And let me back this gain down just a little bit.
Good morning, Mary Chandler.
Yeah, he is. And I don't know where he, I'm not sure where he got it from or not, and I can tell you, all I know is I enjoy listening to it. I can tell you that. So he's a kind of like old school, and he's not like him, but I mean, he tells stories in a way like old school Jerry Clower.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's got the kind of way of taking you from start to finish and painting this picture, and at the end of it, you can tell what story he's telling, if that makes sense.
It does. Makes perfect sense. My favorite neighbor, Mary B, in the house. Good morning, Mary B. Aunt B's talking about his paintings. I've never seen his paintings.
I haven't either.
I certainly don't doubt that he can do
well,
that as well.
See, that just added to the fact what you were just talking about. Man. But I mean, let me ask you this. Next thing you're gonna tell me is he can build buildings and leap tall buildings in a single bound.
I'm sure he probably could. Linda Lee in. Good morning.
Take a
Linda
bullet.
Lee.
You know, what have you, or something. I mean, good gracious.
I'll tell you something else I want to mention, and she wouldn't. I shared it last night on Facebook. Baseball America, each spring, they put out their top prospects for each of the classes, you know, freshmen, sophomore, junior, seniors. And last night, they put their first installment out, and it was the freshmen, the top 50 freshmen in the country.
And I saw that you shared that.
JoJo Booker, number 45 at South Alabama. And to see him mentioned with, and in some cases, ahead of guys from Florida State and Vanderbilt, in Auburn and Ole Miss and Texas A&M and Florida State and Clemson, it's just almost surreal to see it. Certainly excited about JoJo's future. He, of course, there at South Alabama, along with Hunter Britton, looking to do big things this spring. We're certainly going to follow them, wish them all the luck in the world. But it was really cool to see his name mentioned in there, and deservedly so.
Well, I'll tell you what, that is a, that is a talented young man. And I think you've watched him, way longer than I have growing up. And of course, you know, you've been involved with the sporting events and recreation around. And I mean, I enjoyed watching him pitch. He could put a bat on a ball as well.
Hell yeah. He could, and he could do it on the football field also.
Yes, he could.
And on the basketball court if he was asked to. So,
yes, he could.
He's another one of those talented young people we have here in the area. And it's been a lot of fun to watch him and support him, and we'll continue to do so. One of the great people in this country is in with us this morning. You have no idea how heroic she is. Leah Formby Burnham in, and she's married to Toby. Now, you talking about a full-time job. Being married to Toby Burnham?
She's married to Toby Burnham.
I'll tell you what. have beautiful children. Her daughter was the homecoming queen. Her oldest daughter was the homecoming queen a couple of years ago when T.R. Miller was playing at Tallahassee. And it was really neat to see that family have that moment and celebrate that with them somewhat. And glad you're in with us this morning, Leah. Good morning.
Connie said that Sean got his talent from his cousin-in-law by marriage, Bentley Martin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll go with it.
Yeah, I like that too, guys. I like that too, Connie. So, if she's married to Toby Burnham, that is a special woman.
You better believe
Dirty
she is.
Dirty T.
Dirty T.
She is. She's special. So I put it out. I guess it must have been sometime Sunday night about a pretty big announcement. And so I'll go ahead and share that with you now. We now have capability to make and take phone calls.
Starting today?
Starting right now.
Wow.
Right now.
What's the phone number?
251-212-0054.
Now, this is live internet, so take that into consideration.
Yeah.
This is a family-oriented program. Yeah.
Don't make
most
us,
of the time.
Don't make us buzz you.
Most of the
because,
time.
Because, listen, you know, if you come in acting like that, we're going to make videos about you, and I promise you, we're going to we're going to make it where you wish you'd never done that. Let me just say that.
Well, that's going to be that's interesting. Phone calls. Yeah. We can now take phone calls and patch you in live here on Drive Time, and
all you got to do is pick that phone up and hit those digits 251-212-005. But here's the thing: we can call people too. That's the thing.
I will be shocked if he's still with us, if Hayes Wood is in and he doesn't call.
Hayes.
I'll be shocked.
And
disappointed, quite frankly.
Yeah. I'll be disappointed, too.
I hadn't seen Paul Crumpton in this morning yet.
Oh, I haven't either. But
I need to check on Paul.
You know, it's not like we can run over and just hit the doorbell and say, hey, man, what's going on there? You know what I'm saying? And that's a little tough. Leah said he is special for sure. You know, that's a strong statement.
That's one word for it anyway.
It is. Let me ask you this. And I've been going to, and of course, if you're talking about a special guest. You want to tell who our special guest is going to be Friday morning for
Let's
drive
save
time?
It. Let's
well,
save it.
At any rate. And
tell it.
Well, it kind of ties into what I'm about to ask.
Yeah, sure.
So
tell it.
The special guest Friday morning for Drive Time, y'all definitely want to tune in for this, is none other than Tony the Tiger Burnham, T-Bone in the house, and you definitely want to catch this show if you don't catch any other. But I've been wondering here lately, those brothers growing up, you know, we're kind of rough that if you mess with one, you had to kind of mess with all of them. I mean, am I incorrect in saying that?
You're correct in saying that.
Okay. So how have you and I managed not to, like, take the wrath of the whole Burnham clan?
Well, you have to understand, Tony has a mental illness.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a special guy, and I'm not real sure. This 109 thing that he's come up with, or I guess that we've come up with, I don't know if it's for real or not. I certainly hope it is. I'm looking forward to that if and when it comes to fruition. But Tony's a piece of work, and I'm looking forward to him being here on Friday.
When is the 109? And Leah said that, yeah, Tony is as a brother, and he is special.
He is. Good morning, Jody. You know, it'd be fine with me if it was today. I've thrown down the gauntlet anytime, anywhere. I'm good.
Well, I think he's took to training.
Well, that's what he says.
Well, he's checking in at some, you know, Planet Fitnesses and all this type of, you know, thing. So, yeah,
but has he followed it up with any video of him actually doing anything?
Well,
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I saw a video. I think it was Friday night. I saw a video of him training actually.
Really?
Yeah. I think you saw it.
I don't know that.
Yeah, you did. And like 10 seconds later, he was on the ground.
Yeah, I did see that one. Yes.
He fell out, whatever.
Yeah.
You, fat man, speak up.
Good morning, Cheyenne. There's another neighbor.
Shut up.
Kelly Ball in as well. Good morning, ladies.
Oh, man. But, you know.
We'll get him in here Friday. We'll have a good time and see if we get a more clear picture.
Friday, we need to have the date laid down for the 109. Okay? We need to have it laid down.
I'm good whenever.
Well.
I'll bring the wide-angle lens Friday just in case he does show up. I don't even know if he'll show up. He says he is, but we'll see.
Well, listen, I'll bring the wide angle lens, but I think we can get him. I think we can get him in the picture. You know, I hope we can. Maybe we can. We get me and you in it, which is a chore all to itself. So, I mean, I feel pretty good about the fact we're going to be able to get him in it.
Okay.
You know, so.
Can we talk about the new program that BNP is coming out with next week?
Well, look here. Look here. Hold on. Here he is right here.
Who?
The man, the myth. Hold on. Let me get him dialed in. How about it there, T-Bone?
Hey. Process it. it's real. It's real, DJ. It's real. It's real. On. Okay. Yeah, it's on. 109.
You shut up.
Here's what I've done. Man, I'm just going to tell you because I was going to hide this and let it be my secret weapon. But I have contracted Shane Spikes, and he has gotten me on a fitness and a nutrition. I mean, I'm taking this seriously. Shane is training me for the 109.
Well, Shane's in the audience now. Well, you need to be taking it seriously, pal. I mean, you've let yourself go. Yeah. You're in horrible shape. Last time I saw you, anyway.
I'm in terrible shape, but Shane's gonna fix all that for me, and then it's gonna be on. You need to. I know you said you'd like to run today, but honestly, I think probably we'd have to get Dana Kirkland to give you CPR mouth to mouth at about the 50-yard mark. So
no,
you can
no.
Try well, I want you to train. I want you to train. I'm gonna train. Let's set a date for this thing. And let's get it done. And we're going to put it to bed once. It's the 109. It's the Iron Bowl 2. I'm going to do it.
Hey.
Calm down now.
In Jordan-Hare Stadium. I'm going to avenge that 109 kickoff or field goal return.
Let me clue you in a little something, pal. Shane Spikes offered his services to me as well. So it could be both of us being trained by Shane Spikes, and we'll just kind of see how it works out. A lot of folks here want it to go down at Kicking at the Creek. That would probably, I don't know if that's something that you'd be interested in doing, and I'm not sure if anybody in an official capacity would be okay with us doing that. But we'll put something together and get this thing nailed down. But it's going to happen, and I'm looking forward to it. It's been a long time since I've beat you in something. Of course, it's been a long time since we've competed in anything. So I'm looking forward to that. Just remember, I was a twin, you were an Oriole. And that'll pretty much speak for itself for anybody who understands the landscape of Babe Ruth baseball.
Now, I know you had Coach Johnson, but I had Coach Johnson's son.
That's
and
right.
I'm telling you, Jimmy is probably the best. I know you've said you've been 26 years involved in all that. I don't know how long Jimmy was involved in it. Jimmy could have been involved with it one season, and he's left more of an impression and a mark and a legacy in Babe Ruth baseball than you could have in 26 seasons.
Well, he did lead y'all to a second-place finish, and there's another Oriole coach in with us as well, Joey Turner. He finished second place a number of times. So congratulations on all those second-place finishes.
And you sabotaged that, and I told that story on the wonderful TBL show. So I don't know if you need to rehash that, but, yeah, you sabotaged us on that. So maybe that's a conversation we can have Friday when we're face-to-face. But, yeah, this is going to be a heavyweight match. This is going to be a heavyweight.
It's definitely going to be a heavyweight match.
It's going to be a tough one. We're going to weigh in and everything.
I don't throw shade on you, and I'm not going to make excuses, but I'll basically beat you with 1.5 legs. That's all I'll say.
Wait, say that again. I want you to go on record. Well, say that again, please.
I will beat you with 1.5 good legs.
1.5.
1.5.
1.5.
That's what I heard.
He threw it out there. We'll see.
Well, I'm just telling you.
We'll see. Let me tell you this, pal. you can rest assured I'll be there. I'm looking forward to it, and we'll just see how it shakes out. But I'm really looking forward to this.
You better buckle down. People better start sending you fruit baskets instead of breakfast pizza and Little Debbie. You better start eating. You better start getting on some of that fruit and some of that carb. Because I'm going to come in such good shape, it's going to blow your mind.
Are you just running by and, like, hitting the check-in in front of Planet Fitness places, or are you actually really training? We would love – you like making videos with that little iPhone. Why don't you make a video with that little iPhone of you actually training? We'd like to see that.
Listen here, Sweet Kenny. I'm not going to give my training secrets away. But you know, David steals a lot of things from me. Like, I'm a competitor.
And so
I am the original competitor.
Are you?
And
now?
So once David threw this challenge down, it was on. That's all I needed.
Who are you with?
That's all I
needed. Hayes Wood.
Who are you with?
Hayes Wood speaking up for his coach.
I'm with Nick Saban, pal. I'm with Nick Saban.
Who are you with?
Nick Saban.
Sister Whitney in as well.
Exactly what does Nick Saban have to do with the 109, besides the fact that it happened to him in Jordan-Hare Stadium and it caused you to break a leg and a studios was born. A production company was born.
I will say this.
He is a winner. Yes, go ahead.
You running with the Gumps every August does give you a little more – you've run more recently than I have, obviously, and of course you have that race scheduled again this August, I'm sure. But I don't think it'll serve you well when you and I get it on man on man. And of course, Hayes, I appreciate you standing up and supporting your Babe Ruth baseball coach. Thanks for the endorsement, Hazel.
No, Jimmy Johnson is the man. But if you won as many national championships as Alabama has in the last.
Hayes,
8 years.
Hayes,
you'd be in better shape too.
Hayes, give us a call. We'll patch you in. 251-212-0054. Call us right now. Let us patch you in with Burnham and DJ and myself. 251-212-0054. And
hey, Ken, are you gonna have scales there Friday?
I can. I've got some in my bathroom.
Have some scales there. So
we're gonna have
we'll weigh.
Yeah,
let's weigh in.
Listen, I want y'all to work on it. Here should be the plan for Friday, okay? We're going to do the weigh-in. Then we're going to do our training. We need to set a date on Friday of when this 109 is going to be. If it needs to be kicking it in the creek, if it needs to be whenever, set it. Give us enough time to where David and I can get in shape. We'll do a mid-season weigh-in, and then we'll do a before-the-race weigh-in. We'll do the pre-weigh-in Friday. We'll do a mid-season weigh-in in the middle of a training, and then we'll do a weigh-in the day of the race, and we'll see who's dedicated. Then we'll see who wins at the end of it all.
We can't get Hazel to call in.
It's going to be me, pal. Here's the only thing I've got to ask, and this is something that I draw my dying breath when I think of David Jennings Donut. I will always cherish and. I'm starting to get a little choked up. I'll always cherish and remember is one very, very cold night my sophomore year. We were up in Central Eastern Alabama and just got bounced out in the first round of the playoffs. And he took those shoulder pads off and those baby blues locked on. And he came waddling over there to me. And he nuzzled his chest right about his chin right about my belly button and chest. And he gave me the best hug that I've ever had in my life. And right then and there, I decided my next 3 years in high school, I was going to play for David Jennings. So I made all the tackles that he couldn't. I made all the plays that he couldn't. David, I've never told you that story, but my career has been dedicated to you.
We've had a
revelation here today.
Can we also share with what I said to you in addition to the hug? Do you mind if I share that? I remember it also.
Go ahead.
I remember being choked up myself, being the last time I put on the red and white for the Tigers, and it was an emotional moment like it has been for many others that have come through that school and played for that football team. And I remember telling you, I said, please, please get to where you can help Hanky and Gucci and AC and BJ so those guys will have a chance. They're ready. They need help from you. And, of course, those guys played their guts out that night along with Ricky Thomas. They played their guts out, and we just didn't have enough that night. And I remember encouraging you to raise your level of play so you could help them.
I let you down, didn't I?
Listen, I do have a real relevant question here. And there are a lot of us here in Bruton, me being one of them, who have anxiously awaited the movie that was supposed to come out not this past Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
but the Thanksgiving before.
Mm-hmm.
The legend of David Jennings.
Legend of Bellevue. And I'm on.
Oh, yeah, Legend of Bellevue.
And you're going to get a taste of it when we set this date, pal.
Yeah, so let me ask this question. Where is the movie?
Well, you need to ask your cohort over there. He actually had Judge Roy Moore sending me letters of cease and desist on that. Jeff Sessions was involved with it. And so there's something that he doesn't want us to know. I've actually spent about $3 million fighting this case right now. And so
What courtroom is that in?
I'm very close to have a ruling on this, Ken. And I feel like it's going to be in my favor. And when the ruling comes down and it's set in my favor, that movie will be released. But just keep in mind, there's something in that movie that David is vehemently fighting not for people to see.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you.
It's in the can, Ken. It's in the can, as we say in Hollywood.
Well, we had a contract. We had a contract to release that movie, if you remember, on the bottom line.
I do.
And we have yet to come through and fulfill. I'm gonna call you a breach of contract right now.
Well, listen, it's not me. It's your roommate over there. It's your roommate. He's the one that's throwing the monkey wrench and all this. It's in the can. It's ready to go. He is fighting it tooth and nail because there's something in that movie that he does not want people to see. And I can't tell you what it is, or he'll sue me personally.
Listen,
here's what we do. Here's what we'll do. I'll get my attorneys on it, and maybe I can get the injunction lifted, and we can release that movie the night before the 109. How about that?
Well, that'd be even better. That'd be great. That'd be great. I'll tell you
the
what.
The legend of Bellevue. Who was David G?
Listen, I'll tell you this. First person to call in, comment, or come in that says they want to see The Legend of Bellevue, you're going to win this prize package from Just Do, sitting right here for Valentine's Day. All this wonderful stuff is yours. Just for saying, we want to see the release of The Legend of Bellevue. So let's get this movement working and see about getting this movie released, because I'm going to be honest with you, I personally don't think there's a movie. I don't think there's one.
Well, I
saw a bunch of paperwork one night that you claimed that you was like research, but you also claimed that you were getting cut off everywhere that you turned, and you haven't been back to the Death Star since, because when you left the Death Star, you might have left with some things on your phone that you didn't really mean to leave with.
Well, check the tape. If you truly really bugged my phone, then you would know that what I'm telling you is real right now. But here's one last thing I'll say, and I'll leave y'all because I have better things to do, like trim my toenails and stuff like that. But here's what I'll tell you, and here's what you need to take heart, and all of your people listening need to take heart about David Jennings, is you will be under David Jennings' spell, and you won't even realize it. That's what kind of – he has reverse psychological mind control constraints that he puts on people, and you don't even realize you're under his control, but you're doing his bidding unknowingly. So anyway, hey – I'll see you punks Friday.
See you Friday, pal. Burnham.
See you, pal.
I think Rebecca Whitfield may have picked up the did you say you had to make a comment, or you have to come in and ask for the
just comment?
Yeah, well, she made the comment. She's picked up the gift pack from Just Do.
Well, there you go.
And I have the winner for the gift certificate to Davis Catfish.
All right, who is that?
Wheezy Joyner. Louise Joyner. She can pick it up here as well.
Miss Louise Joyner. Well, there you go.
Congratulations, Wheezy, and you have your $50 gift certificate to David's Catfish, courtesy of Josh Godwin. Enjoy it.
And you will. I can assure you on that. So, good morning. Good morning, Mary Wood in with us. And so many people, Jesse Rigby, Coach Edge was in, Ben Black, George Davis. Hey, George, John, JP.
Tracy Miller in as well. Tracy, of course, hooked us up with a couple of koozies from Tallulah Bells another one of the great stores here in Bruton. Visit them every opportunity you get. Also, thank you, Tracy, for the koozie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and guess what? Guess who's in a partnership with her now down at Tallulah Bell?
I have no idea.
Mallory Stanley.
Is that right?
Yes,
well, congratulations, Mal.
Mal is
now
one of the business owners here in town as well. And so we look forward to big things out of that thing going on down there. So I guess you heard it like I did, didn't you?
He threw it down, didn't he?
He threw it down.
We'll see how it shakes out.
First phone call on drive time.
Would have it any other way.
Would be the man, the myth, the legend. TB. T-Bone.
We'll see.
So you think he Wait a minute. Watch this. You're on drive time. Come on with it. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. Let me swap this audio.
Good morning, Charles. Hope it's going your way, man.
All right. Come on with it there. We can hear you now. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hazel. What's going
hey,
on,
buddy,
Hayes? Hayeswood.
One of my guys, Hazel, in the house. Yep. Good morning, Hazel.
Good morning. Just driving to work.
Well, that's what this is meant for.
What's the weather like out west?
I wish I could swing by Todd's and grab a couple dozen hot glazed right now.
We
tell you what.
We do, too.
We've had our share in the day, hadn't we?
I sure have.
Hayes.
It's like 30 degrees out here. We haven't had any snow in about a month.
Hayes,
it looks like Bruton, but colder.
Since we have you on the phone, and I know you've been pleading the fifth on this.
Tell him where he's calling from.
Yeah, tell us where you are calling from, Hayes.
Salt Lake.
Salt Lake.
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yep, home of the Mormons.
Home of the Mormons.
Home of the people used to hide behind the curtains when they knocked on the front door.
Well, since we have talked about this some on this show, can you confirm or deny that the party we spoke of did take place?
I can confirm it.
Okay.
It was an accident. I don't know what happened.
Did household furniture really get burned?
No. I kept that door locked tight, bud. I didn't let anybody in the house. I might have let a lady or two use the restroom, but other than that, it was on lockdown.
Now listen, I'm gonna go out on a limb here.
We did almost cave in the septic tank. I will confirm that.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say this. Now, there, we do have a buzzer here when things don't go just right.
So, well, you know, I can't remember a fire, but if it was there, you know, I might have been under some foreign substance. Don't let my mind remember quite clearly.
Well, I can tell you this, that, you know, with you being absent for that next week from school the whole week, I'm certain that something in your mind had to get changed. I don't know what Martha and Wesley did.
I was busy on my knees cleaning up those flower beds for the next 72 hours after that party.
Right. At least.
I also went around town and purchased every red Solo cup within about a 50-mile radius of Bruton so nobody could steal my keg beer that night either.
big time
back in
Hazel's
the day
house.
Right there.
Yeah, I want to personally thank the Carroll boys for those kegs. That was lovely. Let's do that for me.
With the hookup. Carroll boys with the hookup.
Yeah, rolling in the step sides.
Well, Hayes, what
I want to hear about this race. Let's hear about this race that's happening. I mean, This is two speed demons about to hit the asphalt on Friday, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's been going on for about a year. He's been calling me out, and I've never responded. He's been wanting to race me in a 100-yard dash for about 2 years, and he's probably made 6 or 7 challenges on Facebook over that time frame. And I finally had enough of being bullied, and I thought in the spirit of the Iron Bowl, we'd make it 109 yards as opposed to just 100. So we're gonna get it on here sometime soon. Gonna set that date, I guess, this Friday, if and when he shows up for drive time that morning. So stay tuned to that and get that date and make plans to come be with us.
I think that should be a live cast. I think y'all should be on site for that. I mean, this should be like headbands, wristbands, shorts.
We'll probably have to stream that. That may very well do that.
We're gonna stream it.
It'll take my part
DJ,
of it.
I think those little wheels of yours are gonna get rolling on Friday.
Yeah, that I'll be ready. I will beat Tony Burnham. That is a certainty. I'm not going to sit there and tell you how bad I'm going to beat him, but I will cross that line before he does. I'll guarantee that.
I mean, it might be a couple of lengths.
Well,
I mean, this might be like I don't know. Maybe it might be a 10-yard difference. In the end, you might be an end zone deep when he gets in there.
Yeah, it was. I don't expect it to be real close. I don't know what people consider close in a 109-yard race, but it won't be a photo finish, I can assure you.
I mean, BJ, do these people understand the impact you had on Babe Ruth baseball around Virginia? I will say this,
Hazel. I've come close to retiring one time, and that was after the first year.
Well, I mean, I have an impact. BJ, I have an impact.
You
I've
and
been told by many people.
You and Robbie Crenshaw and Fish Grammer, Tim Pettis, Tim Ward. Tim Ward, yeah, that was those are good times. Good times.
I was out there for the sunshine.
Larry Powell.
Hey,
we did have a lot of fun.
I'll tell you what,
that
man.
That was a strong team.
I tell you what, we're gonna have to run. We normally wrap this thing up around 9, so we're gonna have to run. But listen, keep checking in with us. We'd love to hear about things going on in Salt Lake and certainly with you. And I'm sure you've got some good stories to tell from being out that way. We'd love to hear some of them, probably some that can't be told, but on here anyway. But we'd still love to hear from you. So keep us in mind. Give us a call.
All right, boys, be clean. And DJ, don't pull a hammy. Don't pull up Rick Lame on Friday. Just keep it strong.
Yes, sir. Be good, Hazel, right, or be good
boys.
At it.
All right, see you, man.
How about that?
Well, how about that?
Nice little added feature. That'll work well moving forward.
That'll be good.
Joe Luttrell remembers the party.
Yeah, I ain't calling Hazel out. I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna let him remember his version. Like he said, he may not have been in the shape to remember the real version. you know, but some of us do. Some of us had to be there. Hey, listen, I want to tell you about something with Peach that. Hadn't talked about, but I want to talk about this. You know, we've been talking about, the local schools and a lot of these schools have snack times and things such as this. And let's be honest, I mean, you know, not everybody is in a situation to be able to go over and have snack and that kind of thing, or have a lunch and that kind of thing. You know, I think the high school, I know when we went to the high school, they didn't have a lunchroom. They had a lunchroom, but they didn't serve food. And, you know, I think it's still that way. I don't even know if they have does the new high school have a lunchroom at all?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I hadn't been in there to tell. I don't know. But I know they don't have a lunchroom that serves food. Let me say that. But at any rate, we're going to put together something where, you know, we're talking about things such as little snack crackers and you know, those little peanut butter cracker snack packs and those types of things. We'll try to put something together here where we could get people to, donate some of that type of stuff, where we could get to the kids, these schools that may not be fortunate enough to be able to, take part in that. And, you know, the teachers, I mean, there are teachers at all these schools that do what they can. but I can tell you that the funds available to them to do those types of things are not plentiful. They're just not. And, it's one of those type of situations where I live with a teacher, and I can tell you that, their own personal money, I mean, you know, they don't make a ton of money either, and a lot of them do spend a lot of their personal money to try to take care of that. So we're going to get something together on that, more to come once we get some details worked out on how and what and the when's and where's and stuff. But we're looking forward to doing something like that. We'd love to be able to get make sure that no child, no kid at school is hungry. I think you said to me when we kind of talked about this, what was it you said about if you're hungry?
Nothing else works.
Nothing else works.
If you're hungry, nothing works for you. It's just that's a bad deal.
Yeah, that's a strong statement. So one other thing that we want to talk about real quick before we get out of here is we have a big, big thing coming up here at Peach. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a you call it owner loyalty, you call it customer appreciation, you call it whatever you want to, but no obligation to anyone. But if you've ever bought a car from us or anything like that, ever done business with us, we're going to find a date here soon to pick out a day at both stores, Peach Ford, Peach Chevrolet, where oil changes are free all day long.
Wow.
Free.
Awesome. That's a nice gesture.
Okay. Now,
an incredible gesture.
Now,
nice in the word.
We can't do a diesel oil change for free, obviously, because of just some things in, you know, involved. But diesel oil changes that day will be $39.95.
Ooh.
That day and that day only. Free gas burner, you know, 5 quarts and a filter, and $39.95 diesel oil changes. Date to be announced. Rest of the the actual details to be announced. We're going to get that going here real soon, but I'm looking forward to that.
All hands on deck.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, you're going to have everybody can back there in the shop working, because if you don't, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have a tough time keeping up with all those oil changes. And that's for sure. So
can we do? Can we wait till next week? Tammy's going to be on vacation Thursday or Friday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it'd probably be next week. I mean, okay. It's just because working out the details.
Sure.
But yeah, but Bentley, you're right, and we're going to try to do something about it. So, you know, all that we can anyway.
I see Sarge, you and Bentley in with us. And of course, good morning, Monica and Destiny. But seeing Sarge, you and Bentley in, the Wild at Hearts also offering scholarships for one young lady from W.S. Neal, one young lady from T.R. Miller. Go to your respective guidance counselors, get that information. I think they're $1,000 scholarships, maybe $1,500 scholarships. But make sure if you have a young lady graduating this year from either school that they get their guidance counselor, get the paperwork filled out, and apply for those scholarships. Nice gesture on those ladies' parts.
That's right. That's right. Well, tell you what, DJ, been another great show. New feature.
Yeah.
Calling in.
Continues to expand.
But let me tell you this. We can call out, too. And so get ready. Because you never know when a guy's going to call you and talk to you about your data plan and the usage on that data plan. You never can tell when something like that is subject to take over. And the next thing you know, you're trying to figure out exactly what's going on. So I'm going to turn it over to DJ and let you do your thing, DJ.
Been another great morning here on Drive Time. Excited about our prize winners. Rebecca Whitfield with the prize pack from Just Do. Louise Joyner with the $50 gift certificate to David's Catfish. Enjoy those. Thank you for our sponsors. Thank you for Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet for bringing you Drive Time each and every weekday morning. For Ken James, our executive producer and co-host, I'm DJ. We'll see you in the morning at 8-ish.
Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time, live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.